Okay, so today's day number 7 of our coronavirus miracles online healing Zoom group. So it's a week. It's quite it feels like a bit of a landmark there. You know, we've been doing this for a week now. So hi, Barbara.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, welcome, welcome. So yesterday, we were going deeper into the idea of forgiveness. And in the past, we've also, in the last couple of days, we also talked about this whole profound teaching of the Course in Miracles about awakening from this dream, dreamer of the dream. And it seems like forgiveness is our key to this awakening. This is what it is. And our friend Joe shared with us that idea of the ego's version of forgiveness versus what is the spirit's version of forgiveness, and how only the spirit's version will really help us. So I was pondering that about forgiveness, and there's a place, let's see if I can find it, where it's in the review lessons. It's probably from yesterday, but the idea, I'm just going to read it. The light of the world brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. That's a very powerful statement. The light of the world, which is within me, brings peace to every mind through my forgiveness. And when you read something like that, to every mind through my forgiveness, it's quite, it's very quantum, right? It's very quantum. It's nonlinear. So, when we read those statements, you pause, because every mind, my forgiveness is the means by which the light of the world finds expression through me. My forgiveness is the means by which I become aware of the light of the world in me. So forgiveness allows this light to express itself. Forgiveness is how I become aware of the light. My forgiveness is the means by which the world is healed together with myself. So these are really, really radical statements that my forgiveness has that much power. To allow the world to be healed together with myself. And this is a beautiful distinction, because often when we're more in the linear, the linear ego world, it's one to another. Like, forgiveness is something we give to someone else. And often there's almost a sense of like, I'm going to take the higher path, right? I'm going to be the one that's spiritual or kind or loving, and I'm going to give something to someone. And so there's already a separation built in that already, just when you feel it. And that's why I think we find forgiveness so difficult, because we are reading the script of what the ego has taught us. And remember, you know, the ego, whatever gifts it seems to offer, there's the underbelly. You have to look at the underbelly, because the ego is built on a foundation of fear and guilt and punishment and lack. So it's like poison is poison is poison. It doesn't matter if it's a drop or it's a bucket. That's what it is. And so we want to be discerning of what is this forgiveness that this course is teaching, because it's not something that most of us in the world like came in knowing. You know, it's something where we want to learn, and it takes practice, right? Jesus would say 70 times 7 or whatever, you know, 7 times 7, that you need to practice it. This is a new way, like a radical forgiveness, unlike what we might be accustomed to. So let me then forgive the world, that it may be healed along with me. And that just so touches me, because like, we're all of us here wanting to be helpful, wanting to be of service. Some of us are nurses, therapists, you know, teachers. Really, we're really wanting to be of service, and parents, grandparents, really, we really want to be helpful. So it's so beautiful that this practice of forgiveness that I can choose to learn and continue to learn and continue to practice and move in that direction is something that everyone is going to be receiving the benefits. I mean, like, how can you go wrong with that? That's so beautiful. So then they talk about this idea, let peace extend from my mind to yours. And you can think of someone, let peace extend from my mind to yours. I share the light of the world with you, whoever it is that you want to do this with. And through my forgiveness, I can see this as it is. That's very profound. Through my forgiveness, I can see this as it is. So that must mean that I'm not seeing it correctly. That's what it's implying. As it is versus as my mistaken perception is showing me. So there's some gap, and it feels like forgiveness is the bridge that the Spirit is offering for us to go from where I am to what is truly there, which is always love or a call for love. It always is. So we kind of know the end point, but walking that bridge sometimes can seem very arduous. It can seem difficult. And as I was reflecting today, I actually kind of got up early, and since I was up early, I'm like, okay, Spirit, what do you want to share with me? So I was reflecting for today, and I was listening, and I was guided to listen to Frances, and she shared this beautiful Frances from Living Miracles, which many of you know. She shared this really profound message that we don't have to be so kind of harsh or rigid with ourselves. Like, it's like an all or nothing thing, you know, like I haven't forgiven this completely, so I must be doing it wrong, or, you know, all the things that the ego will throw out in judgment. And it was very beautiful. She said, you know, all we have to do is move in that direction, right? Let's just move in that direction. And it's so beautiful because it implies a turning in the mind away from pain and suffering towards relief. And some of you might have studied Abraham Hicks, and I remember he would all, you know, they would always talk about that. You let the tide turn you. Don't go upstream. Let yourself go downstream. Let yourself be carried. So it's like I give the analogy, if you've been in a traffic jam and, you know, you've been just in this traffic and nothing is moving, and maybe it's a hot day and maybe your air conditioner, you know, all the things that you don't want to happen seem to be happening. Then even, you know, you got the windows rolled down, maybe even if you start moving to like 5 miles or 10 miles, it just feels really good. You know, at least we're moving. So that's the sensation we want to attune to. Am I moving in the direction of forgiveness? Am I moving in that direction? And so, Spirit, help me. And it's a beautiful thing, because what Frances was sharing, and I've experienced this, and I would imagine many others might have, and when we open this up for a conversation, we can share that when you do that, it's like other things seem to come to carry you along, you know, a conversation, something you read, you're guided to, like, you know, listen to this or whatever, or just a thought, an insight comes that wasn't there before. So it's so beautiful because it helps us. When we're really in those places of darkness, our friend Hazel was sharing with us, which is so beautiful because there is so much darkness that is coming up collectively, individually. When you're in the thick of that, I know when we're in the thick of it, it's almost like there is no other world. It feels like that's the only real world that is. It just feels so, so gripping. So if in those moments we can say, okay, this is like a storm, and this storm, I might have to weather it through. It's not going to go away. But can I turn towards safety? Can I turn towards the direction of, like, where I can breathe? And the other video I think Spirit guided me was David Hoffmeister, and he was talking about relaxation, that we can't listen and hear spirit when we feel like I've got to listen, I've got to hear this, I've got to get myself out of this, I've got to practice this, I got to do it right. What if I don't do it right? So that also blocks, it blocks. So that's why we want to have a really, we're talking about food supplies and being stocked, and there's been much news about that. I feel like we want to be very stocked with all of our spiritual tools that help us, you know, whatever. We want to have a very oiled, you know, clean them out, dust them off, and just have them handy. So you know what you can reach for, and there's as many as work for us, and spirit will help us. I remember there was something I had read, and it was David, and he was with Kristen, and they were somewhere, and something about Kristen she was not in a good space. And so David wanted to be helpful, you know, like how he could be helpful. And so he just was asking, okay, spirit, how can I be helpful? And he heard ice cream. And I know Mary shared with us about Forrest Gump and that scene about, you know, him getting the ice cream. So, spirit is playful and spirit knows our needs. So it doesn't have to be like, you know, the spiritual things to do, you know, whatever works, really, whatever works. So for us to be open to just ask, you know, like, can I help me move in the direction? Because I seem to not be happy here, and our emotions, right? Like another thing, for some reason, Abraham Hicks is coming to my mind again, that emotional guidance system, like trusting that. And even in the Course, it says the one right use of judgment is how you feel. Because we can say things and they can be very convincing, right? They sound right. And, you know, we're quoting the Course and all that, but it doesn't feel right. Right here, something just doesn't, there's a disconnect. And there's that gap. There's that separation. So the idea of a spiritual bypass, we don't want to do that. We don't want to pretend it's not there. These days, you really can't pretend. Everywhere you look, you're reading about some aspect of the coronavirus, right? You really can't not help but see it. But as we're seeing it, like in that gap of what we seem to know, but what we're feeling is where we need the help. And that's the bridge that forgiveness can help us. And we can initiate that process, choice of just asking, turn me in that direction. What is one small baby step that could just give me like even an ounce of relief? That's all. And knowing in that ounce of relief, it's being shared with all the minds everywhere. Who knows who is facing what where, and our coming into that space is broadcast. So it's just really, really powerful. And I want to read a little bit again from my book, because I wrote a couple of chapters on forgiveness. And the one that was coming to my mind when I came to the Course in Miracles the first time, I was a medical student at Mount Sinai Hospital. I remember the bookstore where I bought the Course in Miracles. It was like Lexington and 86th in New York City. And I had gotten a stipend because of loans I had taken for medical school. So there was a stipend I got. And guess what I spent it on? I spent it on books. That's where I spent it. I remember I got a lot of books, and one of them was The Course in Miracles. And at that time, this was like 1991 or something like that, it was three volumes. You didn't have the one volume, so it was the three hardcover volumes. And I had read Jerry Jampolsky's book at that time, Love is Letting Go of Fear, and he was referring to the Course, so I was curious, and I was wanting a more expansive way to heal. That was the call of my heart, and so that's where I was led. And I bought those books and I had no idea what I was reading. I had no clue what it was saying. But even then, those lessons on forgiveness really touched me. There was just something so soothing about that. And it was this idea of forgiveness offers everything I want. What would you want that forgiveness cannot give you? What would you want that forgiveness could not give you? So allow me to read a little bit from my chapter here, chapter 6 in my book, Physician, Heal Thyself, A Doctor's Journey from Medicine to Miracles, for those of you who might be listening. And I also want to just pause here and welcome everyone that might be listening and joining us. We always feel your presence. So thank you. Thanks for that. So I also talk about the Ho'oponopono story. And many of us probably know that practice. And that was coming to my mind today as another tool, as something, another perspective for us to reflect on together. So it's chapter 6, the Ho'oponopono story. A demonstration of the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. And today's reviews were around this idea of my function and happiness being the same, and my function also being forgiveness. So it's all really consistent. And I love that about the Course. Whatever you pick up, it always connects. You know, it's like a hologram. You can find in the part, you can find the whole beautiful teaching. So imagine if your doctor could offer you a medicine that would give you the following: steady and consistent peace of mind, happiness that fills you from within, simply bubbles over and is easily shared with others, a quiet mind that cannot be disturbed, a sense of deep, abiding rest and comfort. Don't we need that these days, just to have comfort, to feel that sense of, you know, just to know I'm not alone. My brothers and sisters, we're not alone. Okay. Feeling cared for. Safe and protected always, no matter what. A sense of self-worth and beauty that does not depend on anything external. We're all going to need this, as we can't go for haircuts and all that. And our manicures and pedicures and, you know, let's be honest, right? Let's bring all of this into it, right? So we need that. We really need that. An ability to be gentle, yet never feel hurt. How beautiful to be gentle, yet never feel hurt. A certainty of purpose in a world that often seems senseless and meaningless. All we needed to do, all you needed to do, was take the medicine daily, perhaps even use it several times a day if necessary. What if you were also assured that this medication caused absolutely no side effects? And there were no interactions with other medications you might be using. So what would you say, right? Most of us, if not all of us, would say, yes, 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 of course. Of course, I want this medicine, right? So forgiveness is that medicine. And forgiveness, a priceless gift from the beloved presence dwelling within our hearts, is like a soothing balm for healing all our wounds. We need this comforting presence to dry all our tears. Whenever we feel lost, confused, lonely, upset, or disconnected, a steady practice of forgiveness anchors us in the truth of our being, a changeless, timeless, deathless, and birthless reality that is pure peace, love, and joy. In our fast-paced lives, mired in space, time, and form, where the only thing that is constant is change, we are apt to quickly forget this reality. I have heard many teachers say that all forgiveness is truly self-forgiveness. And we were touching upon this topic yesterday, that, and it keeps coming back to, here's a vision of forgiveness that is really radically different. It's not a forgiveness of the other, although it seems like it is the other, and there is something from the outside that triggers us and we feel whatever we feel. So it seems to be that way, but it still comes down to a self-forgiveness. A deep washing away of how we see ourselves in relation to the world. I believe we all need forgiveness with the same urgency that a drowning man needs air, or that someone hemorrhaging after a traumatic accident needs a blood transfusion. Often, however, we are not even aware of this need, and even if we were, we may not know how to incorporate a steady practice of forgiveness into our daily lives. The medicine of forgiveness allows us to see perceived wrongdoing through the eyes of love and compassion. But this doesn't mean we have to forgive everything and everyone overnight. For most of us, it doesn't seem to happen this way. Rather, at a speed and pace that works for us, we decide to see each situation and person differently. In some cases, all we need is an instant, and we feel a lifting of the burden of the past as we meet the present without any taint or residue from previous experiences of resentment or anger. Yet at other times, like a savory stew that requires slow cooking, for all the ingredients to come together, forgiveness takes time. It is not done until it's done. The speed is inconsequential. What is important is that we clearly understand the value of forgiveness and that we desire it wholeheartedly. So that's kind of where our friend Francis was saying, it's just taking that first step, right? It's just moving in that direction and allowing it. So I am a student of forgiveness. We're all students of forgiveness, radical forgiveness. This is what we want to learn. And the inner teacher wants to teach us that. So right from the beginning, it's like this forgiveness is inviting us into, I don't know. I'm not really sure how this is done. And it is so beautiful. It is so, so beautiful when we can come to that. I know if I've been struggling with something and it's coming up and I'm watching my mind and watching my mind. And when I hit that space where I say, Spirit, I don't know. I don't know. I can feel like, okay, something turned, because there's a letting go of my ideas. And there's like a willingness and a desire and a trust that there's something else here, and I'm just going to be curious. And sometimes in those moments, I might even, like, you know, get up and do something physical, like knowing that, okay, this may not come right now, but I can engage with the world, I can do whatever, and lo and behold, it'll come, you know, it will come in ways that I couldn't have put together, you know, in ways that I couldn't have imagined it would be that way. So it's such a, It's like such a beautiful gift, because it's a gift we're receiving. We're receiving it first. And once we receive it, it just naturally flows from us, because we see that situation in a different way. Like, it's like a veil is lifted and we're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. And it's so gentle. There's like this holding of innocence of whatever that is, and innocence here. And that cannot come from our logical, rational, intellectual, you know, being in the ego mind. So I've been reading a little bit on Facebook, a little bit, I guess more than a little bit, but on Facebook, what I've been finding is sometimes I'm seeing, like, a lot of anger, like people are expressing, you know, have others been seeing that? There seems to be a lot more posts around frustration and anger. And so I was feeling like it's interesting, right? Where maybe the fear phase is shifting now. And so we're coming into this phase, not that the fear is gone. And when you look at the anger, it's like, there's like a desire. Like, there's so much pain that's being experienced. It's so, so painful. And so there's like this desire, I've got to put some blame somewhere. Like, I've got to make sense of this. And so it seems like the way it happens is by, you know, putting it out there, putting it out someplace. So a friend in India, I was reading her post, and her parents are elderly, and she's in a state in India that apparently has the highest rates of COVID, or it seems like that. And the government's been doing whatever they can, but something happened where there was some mass gathering. And so she was just livid with anger about how, you know, she's worried for her parents who are in that state. She's not there. and they're elderly, they're both cancer survivors, and how are they going to get to their appointments? And you could feel her pain. You could, you know, could feel her concern. And then that pain, like instead of turning in and bringing it into forgiveness, because we have to admit the pain, right? We have to hear the pain. We can't say, oh, I'm fine. You know, we do a positive affirmation and say, oh, it's all going to be fine. It's not going to cut it now. It's just not going to work. And our practice has to go really, really deeper. So it's like, it's that simple, like the direction, right? Direction to go in so I get the healing I need. So my tears that I can cry and they can be soothed and comforted. Like we saw the movie in the clip, you know, that little girl comes and that man, she just wipes away his tears. So we can receive that comfort, that balm, and just be held and loved, versus we go outside and that the ego directs us, okay, this is so uncomfortable, throw it out. This is so painful, just throw it somewhere. Well, guess what? As we throw it somewhere, it's like a splatter of mud, it splats back at us, you know? It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere. And those are the ego's gifts. Those are the ego's gifts. They are not going to, like the more we can say it, this is not going to solve my pain. I want my pain to be healed and this is not going to resolve it. But I want the healing. This is what I want for the whole, you know, for the whole. So I was reflecting on that. And then I was reflecting on this post about these nurses and doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. And I actually graduated from Mount Sinai Hospital. And last year, my father was admitted at that hospital for a while. So I know that hospital. And what I read on that post was because of the shortage of gowns, right, and masks and all, so the nurses were putting on like garbage bags, like they were using garbage bags as gowns. That's what they were using. And this doctor was so, again, like livid with anger. She was so upset. And she was saying, it's like you've sent us to war defenseless. Like you've given us, there's no swords, there's no, you know, we have no ammunition and you've sent us to the front line. So we can feel the pain of that. Like, wow. Like if we just sit with that, we're like, oh my goodness, let's hear the call for love there. What a call for love. And the feeling of I don't have anything, you know, I can't do my job, I can't perform my function, I can't heal. And I would imagine that that doctor really took her work like to heart, you know, that she was really one of those that really wants. But you can see how even in the healing profession, the ego can get in. And how, again, you know, so the title of my book, Physician Heal Thyself, how can we heal from that space then, right? That whole image needs to be healed. And we could say, but no, the ego will say, no, 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 look, there is a shortage. And it'll give us like evidence. Look at this number and this number and what's needed and what's going to be needed later, right? It will do that. It takes a lot of willingness to bring all of that back into the mind, into forgiveness. It takes a lot of willingness. And the ego can judge it. How is that going to be helpful? We don't know. We really don't know how it's going to work. We don't know. But we can say that there is a beloved presence that is here for all of us. And all we're doing is turning in that direction and asking how I can be helpful. If we feel called for an action, so be it. If we're called to be in prayer, so be it. There's no judgment. We're all going to play our part beautifully and trusting that. And usually it's the part that just bubbles up inside us and just wants to be extended. You know, it bubbles up. And again, the ego mind is really about sacrifice. So even here, it can tempt us. Like I even myself, I'm like, wow, I'm grateful I can offer these groups, but you know, I'm not on the front line, right? I'm not doing that work, right? And I could see that, like there's that judgment coming. And I have to just bring that to spirit and give it to spirit and say, okay, I am where I need to be, and I am being used exactly as Spirit would want me to be used. And that is my function, and that is my joy, that is my happiness, and so here I am. So I wanted to talk about the Ho'oponopono prayer, and I had a feeling that I wouldn't get to it. I even had a feeling that I wouldn't get to it. So I'm going to postpone that for tomorrow, because I do want to lead us in a meditation, and I do want us to have time for all of you to express. So we'll just continue this. Part two, we will get into the teachings of the Ho'oponopono prayer. But for now, let us come together into an experience of forgiveness. And let us join in our willingness to allow Spirit to lift us above the battlefield. What would that be? How does this forgiveness work? Let us be like little children, and whatever we've learned, whatever I know, even to this point, I release it and allow myself to go deeper. Just knowing that in forgiveness, I am promised all the gifts that we've shared. And these are the gifts that I can extend just through my mind and my presence to all my beautiful brothers and sisters throughout the world. Literally throughout the world. Okay, so let's start with just coming into whatever posture you need to be comfortable. So you can just sit steadily, or some people, if you want to just lay down. This is just an invitation that I want to understand forgiveness, Spirit. I want to understand this. I want to experience this. Let yourself breathe. Nice, deep breath. Coming into this moment with whatever is in your awareness, in your experience of the world. Whatever it is, the images, the thoughts, perhaps beliefs, ideas, concerns, worries, heaviness. Maybe it's a sense of heaviness, a sense of fatigue. Bringing it all with you into this moment. Resting with Spirit. Feel your presence. And allow yourself to feel the presence of Spirit, the beloved presence. And if there is a name that is helpful, a guide, a teacher, call upon that as well. Let's be very comfortable asking for all the help we need. Nothing too small, nothing too big. Just breathing, just allowing yourself to know that feeling when you are in the presence of the beloved presence. How does that feel? Sometimes we have sensations in our body that allow us to know that sense. Sometimes we might be more visual and we see something. guide, a teacher, or perhaps it's just a sense of light. Let yourself be aware that your mind holds this presence for you all the time. And there is no lack here. There is not even any time, because it is timeless. Is infinite, we really don't even know what that means. Yet it is not of this world. Yet we can bring all of our experiences to this presence and join. Join. So bringing to your mind whatever is up for you, darkness, a situation, a concern, whatever is up for you, for yourself, for someone else. What is forgiveness here, Spirit? Teach me. I don't know what forgiveness means here. This is what I seem to see. And you may even go through your mind what it is you see. Don't hide anything. You don't have to pretend here. It's like we are with the highest physician, the true healer in front of us. And for the healer to help us heal, which is his, her function, we want to be transparent. Don't hide anything. All of our symptoms, all of our troubles, all of our woes, everything. Share it all. And let the healer teach you what it is to forgive here. What is the medicine of forgiveness here? Taking another nice deep breath, just relaxing. No need to push or pull or force. The answers will come. We have asked. And now we just wait and just be here. In our willingness. The Spirit is saying how beautiful forgiveness can be. The world can shine and sparkle for us with this medicine of forgiveness. Miracles that we cannot conceive of are possible. And yet, we are not here to control or direct these miracles. We are just here to open. Allow the mind to receive these teachings, to receive the medicine of forgiveness. Let us hold space here for all of our brothers and sisters throughout the world, wherever they may be, in Italy, in China, in India, Spain, here in America. The doctors, the nurses, everyone. Let us bring them all into this light and love of forgiveness. We don't have to fix anything. We don't have to even know how to fix anything. All we are doing is knowing that the Master Healer is right here with us, the Master Physician, the Comforter. And we are bringing all of this to him or her. And allowing forgiveness to do whatever is needed to be done. Prayer and forgiveness, the Course teaches us, are like sisters, like two wings of the bird. And so our joint prayer, our joint willingness for this forgiveness is burning brightly, and it's reaching up, and it's bringing whatever is needed for healing. Like the earth is scorched and the rains are coming. Our hearts, all the pain, letting this forgiveness breathe our hearts open. Breathing all the areas that somehow never quite opened before. And prayer, we learn in the Course, is also a song of gratitude for from the children to their beloved father, mother presence. And we join together in this gratitude for this gift of forgiveness. Thank you, Spirit, for showing us the way. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for bringing us together today. Thank you for this opportunity to heal the mind, to comfort and soothe the mind with your balm of forgiveness, Father. Thank you. I ask that you direct my thoughts and my mind towards forgiveness. I ask for your help throughout the day. Please remind me. Please help me remember. Take my hand and lead me. I want to follow you. I want to follow you. Just breathing. Just being. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. So we have some others that joined. Welcome, Luz. Welcome. Yeah, Lauren. Yeah, thank you. So whoever feels called to express or share, you could either unmute yourself, raise your hand, and I can unmute you. We're open just to listen and hear. Hi, Barbara. Okay. Okay. Hi. Hi there.
That was very powerful. So much I was aware of where I've been harboring grievances. Current grievances at work, grievances with my administration at work, the leadership, and then a deeper grievance, like a really, really deep hurt, because where I work, the building used to be an Indian residential school, and I have been asking Creator, how do you forgive this? How do you forgive the unforgivable? So I just gave that to Gijamanado, gave that to God, to White Buffalo Calf Woman, to Jesus, to all that is. And and I was, you know, really connecting with my deep, deep, deep inner child, you know, through a number of lifetimes. It just has, and I felt God, I felt my presence, just being a mother and just cradling, holding that deep inner child that just goes back to the original separation. And that was so powerful. And yeah, I was connecting with people all around the world, and it just felt so beautiful. Then my prayer, then my tears were in gratitude. And before you sang, or before you said, there's a song of gratitude, I was already singing a song of gratitude for that true, that good life, like the real deal, beautiful life, what we call Mino Bamata Sawin, that true good life. And so I was singing that song, and I feel shy in this moment, but I want to sing that song. It's in the Anishinaabeg language, and it's giving thanks to Gijamanado for that good life. And as I was singing that song, I was back at the Sundance. And I was back at the Sundance tree where we've been praying for the unification of all the people of Earth, the unification of knowing our oneness. And I was seeing that tree, and I was feeling into our oneness, and it was so beautiful. And so I want to sing that song
Oh, me, which away, don't that matter, say when. Mi grecho edo de marze wen. 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 Mi grecho edo de marze wen.
Jimmy Gwitch.
Thank you so much, Barbara. You know, this really brings this whole teaching of the Course, the idea a universal theology is impossible, but a universal experience is not only possible, but necessary. So if this is really bringing that, like we're having an experience of the power of that. So thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else? Portia, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Barbara, for being so brave. Wow, I was so moved. A lot of thoughts have arisen, a lot of wonderful shifting inside of me. I think for any of you who have heard me blabber on David Hoffmeister's things, you may remember that I was Mormon. Raised and very devout, served a mission for the church. And I have parted company with that organization a few years back. And last October, made it official, guided by spirit to send in an actual letter of resignation type of thing. And in the last week, I hear guidance nearly daily because it just happened for me. It just started coming in, you know, words that I don't think come in for me to read. And I've been given like three different Mormon scriptures that deal specifically with the end of days and fear and guilt and be prepared and you will not fear. And just because you just said, Seema, that there is not a universal dogma of sorts, but that there is a universal experience. It really touched me. There's been a lot of forgiveness going on in ways that I had not expected. I've been married to my husband for more than half of my life, and he's very Mormon. And I desire a deep communion with him. And somehow this crisis has opened up channels that were not possible to speak before. I almost feel like I'm part of the reason it happened. I have prayed fervently that it would not have to be me divorcing him to give him some troubled waters that would start him opening up a little bit. And I even felt guided to leave him a few years back, but I couldn't go through with it. And he's not actually falling apart due to this crisis, but he's been willing to open up, and I've been more willing to actually hear the guidance and follow it and read Mormon scriptures that I'd forgotten all about. Daily doses of Course in Miracles, of other texts. It's like the whole body of Christ has been shown to be accepted, embraced, and to drop any division. As powerful as the Course in Miracles has radically altered my sense of self and my wonder and my love, it has been huge. It still doesn't mean it's it. It's like it just points to the truth of oneness, and I love that. I just love it. So thank you for hosting this, Seema. I was guided. I heard, look at your third email. And, okay, what's that? Oh yeah, Seema was doing that thing. You want me to join? Absolutely. Like, absolutely. So thank you for offering. And I've shared your book with a few people, and it has been very wonderful. Very wonderful. Thank you for being willing to put yourself out there.
Thank you so much. How beautiful the joining, and you're helping us witness to the purpose behind what could seem so senseless, and you're showing us all the healing. So thank you for that witness. Thank you. All right, I'm just gonna. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Anyone else? Hey, Susan. I think, there we go. Okay, yep, you're unmuted. Okay.
Hey, buddy. I was moved to raise my hand because I don't really have my phone right next to me, but it caught my attention, and a client reached out for me to speak with her daughter later today. And as we were praying today and just so deeply moved by everything you said and everything that everybody has said, and I just had this awareness of, you know, I've been building up the feeling that I have to be centered and grounded as best I can to be able to help others. And I've been working hard to do whatever I can. And I was just quite something that I had an appointment at 1 o'clock with someone, and now this one just popped up, and I thought, well, there you go. You know, I've always found that when I'm well enough, all of my kind of practice, that when I'm well enough, they come. And when I'm not well enough, they don't come. And so it's about more than that. It's about just building my faith. And, you know, one of the things that I was aware of was that I was asking Spirit to help me understand forgiveness. You know, it's one of those things that I hear it and I get it that I don't know if I really get it. And so that was my wish today, was to know what that really means on the level that I need to know. You know, I know I've done work with you, Seema, to practice that, and I've searched it and seen miracles happen from it, but I just get a feeling that there's more that I need to know about it. And this experience is certainly providing that opportunity. I'm sure it will reveal itself to me. So anyways, thank you so much. And Barbara, I'm just so moved by your sharing and your singing, and that you were holding a little teddy or whatever you're holding. Just thank you so much. And that's all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. We can see your light shining. You can see the light in your heart, your beautiful heart. Really, thank you. Thank you for being willing and showing up. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Hazel. Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. So, also very grateful from my heart to you all, Seema, for hosting, and just your divinity to support our healing. And the intensity that is occurring is so I'm grateful to the intensity that's arising on the planet. It's been building for centuries, and we're all here to watch it arise and pop. You know, it's just popping. And it's about bloody time. You know, it's just like there's just been so much agony and despair. And I was just so happy, Barbara, when you started singing. It was just so beautiful to have you burst open with your song of unity for us all to celebrate and come together. It just really brought a lot of gratitude and forgiveness to my spirit. So thank you. And yesterday I sort of went into the depth of my darkness, and just kind of have been praying for it to continually move through, and to have the healing balm. To receive that healing balm. And to me too, feeling the the separation from for eternity, that is just sort of so up foremost in my awareness, and realizing that that is the illusion, and I can't keep flogging my ego. I can't continue to allow my ego to torment me with that pain, and can't keep blaming myself for and playing small. And so for me, where I've been beating myself up is with my how I've raised my daughter and how I have sort of seemingly failed in the leadership that I feel that the mother is here to provide, but I also recognize that we're all in this pot together to heal and grow and discover our divinity. And so she's going through a very difficult time, and I'm not willing to allow that to sink us. This whole circumstance is for us to come out of the mire and to recognize our innocence and our love. And so I had my granddaughter here with me all of yesterday. Just, you know, she was the little girl in the movie yesterday that brought the light. Mm-hmm. And she's just so clear and so present with her truth and her love. And so this is a time for our sort of nuclear family to really join and to see the truth of rather than the illusion. And so, you know, I'm sort of committed to continually baby step us through the pain that has seemingly arisen, and to continue with our healing with every opportunity that is there. So thank you all for joining and awakening and walking this path as we move forward. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Hazel, I saw you start smiling when Barbara was starting to sing. I saw that, and I was just reflecting how, isn't it so beautiful that we witness this darkness and it just seems so, so dark. And then, you know, we hold the space, we hold our willingness. And then here, you know, you're giving us again that witness. Look, okay, you know, I'm kind of, you know, moving through it now. It wasn't where it was yesterday. You know, here's day number two or day number three, or, you know, as it was like an infection moving through us, right? It's like moving through us. So I feel that's such powerful testimony to us, like the practice, whether it's the Mormon scriptures or it's beautiful First Nations, Native American, or from my Hindu tradition, like yesterday I shared that Bollywood, or it's the Course in Miracles or whatever it is, it doesn't really matter, right? It doesn't matter, but that we can trust and have faith in it and go deeper and deeper. So I feel like these are such beautiful, just such beautiful testimonies that healing is possible. Healing is possible, and that we can continue to open with it. So I just am grateful for your witness. I'm grateful for your witness and your courage and your honesty. And so thank you. I bow to the divinity in you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
All right. Yeah, we still have some time. Yeah. Hi, Portia. Yeah. Oh, you're still. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
I was double muted. You didn't. So if no one else has anything to say, I did have a very direct direction. When it comes to form, you know, I'm a Pisces as well, as really quite a, I don't know how to say it, but I have troubles with the tangible. I always have. I've always had people take care of me in the world of form somehow. So I really rely upon, tell me exactly, like, form wise what to do and where to go. Like, I don't like what I've thought up in the past. I hear it. And, so I kept hearing the words Park City.
Hmm.
Park City is a town up maybe an hour, not even an hour from where I live. And I thought, well, I'm not going to go to Park City. And it wasn't given to go to Park City. I just heard Park City. And then the next day, as I did nothing with it, the next day I heard to read a part of the course that very specifically addresses special relationship. And what it spoke to me was any effort within a special relationship to start to divide off is not given by the spirit. Basically, that was like two or three sentences. And so what I thought of was, yeah, I could see where we are dividing off as the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And I felt deeply that was to be, but that spirit would help me in how to navigate this. So I just trusted that. And then the next day, my adult daughter, who is 20, well, I forget, I've got three of them. She's 20 something. She's working still. Her company is up and running, and she goes and gets exposed to a variety of warehouse workers every day as carefully as they can. But she came over, and I was in the bathtub. I came out, and I went, oh, Hannah. And my internals kind of thought, wait, you're not supposed to come over, right? Like, isn't that the rule here? Until I saw her sweatshirt, and it said Park City.
Oh.
And I just chilled, and I said, oh, I had not said to her anything like, I mean, externally, I didn't say, why are you here? I just, without touching her, I embraced her presence and welcomed her in and felt totally guided that whatever happens with her in this hour, I'm to be the witness of light and she's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't come here a lot, so she's not really my, you know, she doesn't live with me. So it was a fear to begin with, but that's the kind of guidance I rely upon because I don't know how to navigate it. I'm not willing to say it's not real. That would be, a false use of our witness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very grateful today that I've had a few other ones I'll share maybe in the future, but I get very direct, kind of not knowing what is being told me until it materializes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we can all receive that kind of how to tread with certainty in a mass of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very blessed to have guidance.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, that deeper listening and going deeper, we're all being called to do that. And it's beautiful when there's some interference. Oh, here we go. Okay. It's also beautiful when the symbols of the world are used that way. It's so cool, right? It's so cool. So, and obviously that's our, you know, our witnessing to, like, we're aware, we're looking, we're expecting, we're following, we're trusting. We don't know how it's going to come together. We don't know, but we know there's one that knows, and that presence is in charge. So yeah, beautiful, beautiful, deeper and deeper listening. And isn't it so beautiful that we can do that? Like, that's there for us, you know, like it's there, right? Like, it feels like we're in this ocean, and someone has given us this, you know, sturdy, sturdy boat, like an ocean liner, and we can just take it and, you know, just take us across. In many of the Indian traditions, these beautiful songs are about the one who is the savior or the teacher or the healer, or the comforter. He ferries you across the ocean of the world, like the suffering of the world. He ferries you across. And it's so beautiful because it feels like that. You need a ferry right now. You don't want to swim here. It's too much. You know, you just want something to just take you, just take you. So it's beautiful that listening and no spiritual bypass and observing whatever needs to be done. It's not about like debating, right? It's not about that. It's not like, oh, I got to assert something and I got to, it's this really quiet, but very strong, sturdy practice I feel we're all being, you know, nurturing. So beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah. Thank you. So, let's see if someone would like to share. Otherwise, I can try to pull out a video that I thought was sort of inspiring. We could watch that together. Is that okay? So just give me a minute to kind of pull this out here.
Thank you for shaking us and showing us we are dependent on something much.
Okay, hold on a minute here. Technology, lovely technology, always something. Okay, so, all right. Ask you guys to be patient. It's maybe you've seen it. It's a video. Thank you to the coronavirus. I'm not sure if some of you might have seen that. Let me see if I can pull it out here. Okay. All right. Ask you to indulge me in just being patient here. Okay. I might not be able to find it. Okay. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Maybe it will. Okay. Let's try it this way. I'm learning all kinds of stuff with spirit about this. So let me see if I can do this here. And why isn't it not showing? Where would I put this?
Thank you for shaking up.
Okay.
And showing us.
Sorry, nope, that doesn't want to happen today. Okay, no worries. It's all good. I will try to get it for us tomorrow then. Let's try. Oops, stop share. Okay. So, it's. Sometimes with the share thing, it doesn't work quite the way I want it to. Okay, no worries. Let's just come together and gather ourselves, taking in everything we've shared today, bringing it inside. And I'm just hearing that this is like a marathon we're in right now. And you know how in a marathon they have rest stops? Someone will be there to give water or, right, help them along for all the miles and miles they're going to be running. There's going to be those rest points. And then they're going to be running and then they're going to rest. And it's so beautiful because some seem to be crossing the line first and some, you know, but there's such a solidarity in that community, like in the New York City marathons, where everyone is like rooting for everyone, right? Because it's just about like this expression, it doesn't matter how fast. So I just got that image from Spirit about this is a marathon And I'm going to be with you. I'm going to have a lot of rest points for you. So just look for those rest points and don't go faster than you can. You know, just be with whatever energy you have. Some of us are in the counseling, helping profession here, and we're being called to be of service. So continue to just, take care of yourself and know that this is a marathon. So I need my rest points, right? I need my rest stops. And what a beautiful analogy that we're being guided, but that there is like, there is this sense of like this whole community, you know, coming together. And it's not like we're physically running, but there's a momentum. There's this momentum of which we are all together a part of. And so you're not the same one at the finish line that you were, you know, something has shifted. A lot of people will say that training for that marathon was like this one thing that was just so phenomenal. And it wasn't even about crossing the finish line. It was all that went into getting to the finish line. So right now we don't really know where the finish line is. We really don't know. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, as Portia pointed out. A week ago, the schools were going to be open. Then it was going to be till April 1st. Now it could be in Canada. I hear it's still through September. They're going to be closed, right? So every day things are changing. So we don't know what this is going to be. What is the new normal? What does that even mean? So it's not about the finish line, but that we are in this accelerated place of a marathon of mind training, we could say. And so let's offer those rest spots for ourselves and to others and ask for spirit for that. So I will leave you with that, this image that spirit gave, and I'm going to unmute us all so we can kind of just interact a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, thank you everybody so much. What a beautiful
thank gap. You.
We'll see thank you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing us all again tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. Love you guys.
Love you all.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Blessings.
Bye. Thank you. It's so beautiful.